And what about the other options? Obviously, aloe would be a consideration.
Well, I think that's the most important next consideration. I'd say the patient that starts on ruxolitinib and that has evidence of failure or progression, particularly with some movement towards acute leukemia, allo transplant is an important option. And we recircle back to the patient. Even if they previously said, I don't want an allo transplant, it clearly is their right to decline a transplant. And this patient continued to decline pursuing a transplant. But we do raise it to them because transplant really is fundamentally a completely different level of intervention than our medical therapy because it can be curative. Now, it's not to say that it's the right decision for everyone, and it's not to say that if they have it, things turn out always wonderfully, but it is a distinct decision from medical therapy. So certainly, this patient was offered it to begin with. We certainly did circle back to the patient, however, they did decline it.
So you mentioned that you have clinical trials that are obviously really probably the first option. I'm going to ask you about some of the trials that are out there in this situation in a second. But I also see that you have listed the idea of stopping ruxolitinib and going for supportive care. By that, do you mean don't treat the patient again, just if necessary, hospice?
So I put that out there as an option because it's always an option for clinicians to consider. Certainly, supportive care is reasonable. However, I would say that it's not one I would recommend. The reason for that is that we found, even in the setting of progressive myelofibrosis, patients usually do maintain some amount of benefit with ruxolitinib. So in the absence of pursuing a clinical trial or clear alternative therapy, we tend to leave patients on ruxolitinib even until the time that they pass away, unless, of course, if there was some, you know, we didn't feel that there was any benefit from the ruxolitinib, or there was clearly some ruxolitinib-specific toxicity that we were trying to discontinue.